Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 01:00 hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 02:00 hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good morning. 03:00 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 04:00 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 05:00 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 06:00 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 07:00 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 08:00 hours. Sunny. 22 degrees. Good morning. 09:00 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 11:00 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 12:00 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good afternoon. 13:00 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 14:00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 15:00 hours. cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. Degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
KZ8YVF Mobile.
Good evening, Ron. KZ8.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day?
Semi-productive, not as productive as I'd like.
Yeah, mine are always that way. I never get done what I want to get done on my days off. I always have since. Still working here by the time I get home. Yeah, I don't get much done after work. And so everything has to be done on Saturday or Sunday, and there's always more chores to do than I've got physical hours to do them. But, yeah, that's the way it always is. Got Friday, like I said, Friday off from work, so that'll help. The plan is to try and get some more of the Christmas lights up in the morning and stuff, and then get stuff ready to go down to the zoo that night. I've got to get things from Mike. I talked to him yesterday. He's got to go down to Michigan State and pick up his friend's son. So he won't be back in town until around 4 o'clock, he said. So he won't be able to pull all the things normally in his vehicle that he takes. So I will offload some of them at the Aries meeting on Thursday night to my vehicle so I can get it there, because he's got to go down there back. His friend that does the light show out in Freeland does it on Friday there, so his son's getting out of Michigan State, I guess, probably for the Thanksgiving holiday, and they can't go get him, so Mike's going to come down and get him.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I'm sure that he appreciates that.
Yep, so at least for me tonight, I got a night off, nothing in the plan. Tomorrow night, my granddaughter will be back over for her flute lesson, so they're coming by for that. So usually Wednesday nights now, they've been doing that. And my daughter's got a meeting in town anyhow, so that'll work out well for tomorrow. And then, like I said, Thursday, we got the Aries training, Friday, the zoo. And Saturday, I've got off again, so nothing in the plan that I know of, at least in my planner. My wife may have something planned for me, but I guess a final round of cleanup in the yard. I don't have a lot of leaves left, but they're scattered around, so I will probably do one more lawn mow just to pick up the remainder of the clutter, and then get that in the garage and the back garage, and then get the battery pulled on that for the winter, and we'll be done. So that'll be a good thing there.
Well, the leaves in the backyard are just starting to fall from the neighbor's tree, so I've got a little bit more time before putting the lawnmower away. Pull the battery out. I didn't pull the battery out of the boat yet, too. Make that happen. I was hoping to go fishing yet this fall. I'd see a few of them on the river yesterday. And I'm thinking about going out and go fishing, but stuck my hands in the water and decided, no, that's way too cold. Not interested in that. Anyway.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, wonderful. Well, what do we got going here? We got traffic all backed up. I just came over to the Johnson Street Bridge. And the train, I don't know if the train just went through, but we're backed up about halfway between Michigan and the bridge here. And I'm going to take State Street down to probably Mason or so and then cut back to Weiss there because I don't want to get back over to Michigan. I don't know if it's Weiss is back open again or not. We'll bypass that, take a different route tonight to get home. But I got made a big pot of my grandma's German potato soup, so that's sitting home. My wife should be warming that up now. She's down with a cold now, too. So she's been resting at home all day.
All right. Well, I know that I've heard a report of a broken water main on Davenport, so that's kind of backing traffic up. And so they got it actually closed right off, and traffic's being detoured all the different directions. So even White Street's going to be probably extra heavy, as well as Genesee. So, I don't know, you might be better off going all the way down to Shattuck and taking Shattuck up and coming across that way. KTV away.
Okay, that's a possibility. I know they had the water main break down on Genesee downtown yesterday, so I didn't hear about this one. So that's probably why everything's all a mess here again. Oh, wonderful. Such is life.
Well, when they have the water main break and everything else, and they happen to close a valve off, there's a little bit of water hammer that can happen sometimes, which generates another leak.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, I got your text there from the filament that yesterday for the SunLoo stuff. I've used SunLoo stuff before. So that's, I've had good luck with that. I haven't had any problem with that. This other stuff, I'm not really sure on this how it's going to work out, but we will find out once it comes in, I guess.
Okay, well, I guess the other stuff was Telugu. Telugu wasn't SunLoo, it was Telugu. I've used SunLoo and I've used Telugu, and I've had good luck with both of them, but, yeah, that's wasn't a bad deal. That was all PETG for $10 a spool. That's a good price. PETG.
Yeah, you are correct. And what you sent me was the Elegoo stuff, and then I also looked up what SunLoo was, which is about the same price, about $10 a spool. So that's not too bad. I don't know how it compares with PETG, the HF PETG from Bamboo. That's what I use most of the time, but I figure I'm going to use the better stuff that has all the RFDI chips in it on my color unit, because that way it sets everything all up automatically and I don't have to do anything, whereas I still have to manually load on the other printer, so it doesn't matter really what I use because I got to set it up anyhow. So we'll figure this out. This is a God, what was it? I can't even think of the name of it offhand. But one of the YouTubers was talking about it and said they had good results with it. So I said, well, for $10 a spool, I'll give it a try. I'm printing more in PETG now than in PLA. So just for some of the properties that it has over the PLA, but we'll see.
Well, they both have their place, that's for sure. And, so I use both. I use all of them, I guess. I've got to design some parts and print them in ASA. I've got to design some parts for the boat and print them out. You can get that done here soon, too, before the snow starts flying, to raise the boat cover up. PCA QA.
KC8YVF. Yeah, I haven't done ASA. I've done the ABS, And I have a couple of spools of ABS glass fiber, which I have not done anything with yet. Bamboo, when they had a sale, probably was even there last year, I picked up a couple of spools because they were normally like $35 a spool, and I think they had them for like $15. They had like half off on them. So I said, well, I will pick some of that up because I got a couple of structural parts that ABS didn't work well. It kind of failed on me. So I said, well, we'll try at some point when they get around to printing that, I'll try the glass fiber version and see if that performs any better.
Well, from what I understand, the glass fiber helps keep it from warping and stuff like that, lifting off the bed. And that's its primary purpose. It doesn't give it a lot of strength, but I've been told. I have not experienced using it that way. I was thinking about giving it a try. I'm assuming it's probably a little bit more abrasive than the regular filament, but worth giving it a shot. ETA-DOA.
Yeah, I put hardened gears and tip hot end on my P1S, so that's all hardened, and the new one come with hardened gears, but it came with a stainless steel hot end on it, but I bought a couple of hot ends when I bought the printer. They had those on sale for $9 a piece, so I got a 04 and an 06 and hardened in that, so if I ever get on it, but I will probably be using the enclosed printer for any of those things, especially for like the ABS will be all enclosed. Even though the other ones will do it, it's just no filtration that way. The other one I've got set up with all the filtration, so it keeps things pretty clean in the basement, so do that. But yeah, it's pretty dark out tonight. I don't know if just cloud-wise or just getting darker at night, but I got in the car and it's pretty much dark coming home here tonight, so I don't like this stuff. I know we're got about a month before we hit the darkest day of the year, then it starts getting lighter again, so that'll be a good thing.
Yeah, just a little over a month, and it'll be dark at 5 o'clock by then. The cloud cover plays a big part in it, everything else, but it's getting dark earlier and earlier, that's for sure. So, it won't be long if you go into work in the dark, coming home in the dark.
Yep, I'm not sure where Davenport, if the water main break, I made it down to Woodbridge and then cut back over to Weiss here, but I see a fair amount of cars coming off from side streets, Davenport, coming back to Weiss, so, it might be in between, I'm not sure where in between Bay and some point west of that, if they haven't got it contained or whatever, but a few of these side streets coming from Davenport, coming north up to Weiss, have quite a few cars on them, so not sure where's that. I made it okay. I'm on my normal route now.
Well, so you're not too far from home then if you're getting to that point. Yeah, it's probably going to have a little increased traffic on Weiss with that water main break. So, not good. They put the extra traffic on the roads and everything else and utilities underneath the road with driving and banging and everything else, you know, the extra load on there doesn't help things out. I can't imagine what it's going to be like in the first frost yet.
Yeah, that's going to be it, too. And like you said, the water main break downtown, they figured that that line was about 80 years old. They were only designed to last 40 to 50. So it was well past its prime. So my wife had to go down there. She didn't know that. She had to find back roads to try to get downtown. She was going down to the rescue mission or someplace down there. She was dropping off clothes and other things from my mother-in-law's house, trying to get rid of the last things in here. And she went down there, yeah, she got to have detoured and take side streets to try and get around everything yesterday, she said.
Yep, and if the water main there in the city is only 80 years old, it's one of the newer ones. A lot of them date back in the 1800s yet. And turn of the century.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. You're drinking water out of those from lines there. They're that old. You know, they're cleaning it at the water plant and that, but then you got to get from there through all those old lines. Well, same thing for mine. They did do the water lines through our subdivision a number of years ago with the PVC stuff or whatever it's made out of, the plastic stuff. But my line coming from there to the house is still copper from whenever it was put in. I mean, the house was built in 55, so it could have, you know, could be down there since 55, as well as the plumbing in the house.
Yep, more than likely it is. And in front of my house, the water main there is AC. AC stands for asbestos cement. So just think about that. You're drinking water from asbestos cement. I thought there was supposed to have been a program to eliminate those water mains, but there's still a tremendous number of them in use.
Yep, that's why we've been, wife is now doing filtered water. She'd take it out of the tap, but it's running through a filter now that we're drinking. And we're still cooking out of the tap and washing out of it and that, but we're drinking the water out of the filter. Do that then, but yeah, we'll see how that works out. But it's kind of late now. I've been drinking that water for 30 years out of the house plus, so kind of late now, but any little bit helps, I guess. But yeah, at least the weather report I looked this morning for Friday now is dry, partly sunny, they said, and 47 for the high, but the high will peak at about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So by the time we get to down at the zoo this weekend, it's going to be the temperature range you're looking at around 32, 34 degrees. So it'll be a cool night. As long as it's dry, you can bundle up, that's for sure, KC8YVF.
Yeah, I noticed last night that it didn't take long to cool down from about 40 degrees down to 30 real quick. And you could feel it. You could feel moisture in the air last night, too. You could just feel it cut through you. So hopefully ends up being a good night and we get up for a big turnout.
Yeah, I know I got my daughters and family coming, and they've got several of their friends coming. Tom's not working the event this year. He sent me a text and said his granddaughter wants to go down to it, so him and his wife are going to be taking his granddaughter through the event, so he won't be there. So I will take pictures this year for this year's event, and since my voice isn't well, I'm not good enough to, from Christmas vacation, bark for the yak lady, try and get people to come in and sign, fill out the Santagram. So I will be taking photos and that and directing traffic rather than, calling for people to come in and do their Santagrams. And Mike is hopefully we are getting maybe some high schoolers to come in. They can do some volunteer work, Mike was saying, some of Gibby's friends or whatever, and to do that volunteer, fill out some of those, they can get extra credit for school if they come and volunteer for something like this. So hopefully we might have a few of those to come in and help pull it out. And we got a few snowflakes coming down. So I'm just up here at the Weissen Center. Of course, I've caught every red light coming home with a more than normal amount of traffic here on Weiss because of that, I guess. So, I see a few little snowflakes coming down here and there in my headlight. So, all right, Rick, I'll let you go. Have a good night. I'm going to be home in about 30 seconds, so we'll talk to you later. 73KC8YVF, back over to you.
Well, Ron, you have yourself a good night, and we will talk with you later. 73 in KCAVOA.
KC8YVF clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Snow. 34 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Snow. 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 31 degrees.